Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a big show lined up for you today. We will have Travis Frederick later on this afternoon. We're not going to have him as regularly scheduled 1040 show, Kevin.
Okay.
I know you're disappointed, but even still, you'll get your Travis Frederick fix. We'll have Jason Garrett at 1040 instead. And I know you're excited about that.
Good.
We'll also have Mickey and Stephen Jones at noon today. So we'll get everybody in there for you. All your Cowboys fix. I know how much you like your Cowboys fix, Kevin. We'll also talk some Luka this afternoon. Kevin, I am now taking a positive approach to the Cowboys season. And I want everybody's positive affirmation for the day for the Cowboys year. For the remainder of the Cowboys year, I'm going to ask that y'all text in positive affirmations. Wake up in the morning. Give yourself a positive affirmation about the Dallas Cowboys. If you don't want to, that's fine. You can be negative, but that is a cloud of negativity you're going to have to live your life with, all right? The Cowboys' approach right now, they're still in the driver's seat, Kevin. Mm-hmm. They're still in first place. Mm-hmm. They still have a chance to win it all. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is get in the tournament. I took a walk through the woods with my dad on over the weekend, Kevin.
I told you not to do that.
And it was just a walk, Shippy. We walked through the woods in Canton. We were walking around in Canton. And I cleared my mind. I decided to put more positive energy into the world than negative. And, Kevin, Philly losing proved to me that my approach is the right approach. Because I put some positive energy out there and then Philly loses. So, clearly,
Miami wins the game!
Clearly, because of my positive approach to things, we got a bonus. We were gifted a win in that manner. So, here we go. Your positive affirmations for the day for the Dallas Cowboys. 877-881-1053. Kevin.
This one's easy. You might only have to watch this team for four more games.
Whoa. That's a negative.
That's a positive.
For who? I want to see them for more games.
Yeah. You've made it through 12 games of this up and down nonsense, and you've probably been frustrated many times. You might only have to be frustrated four more weekends.
Well, I don't think that's really...
Oh, and one of them's not even on a weekend. You might only have to be frustrated three more weekends.
I really don't think that's possible, because... If the Cowboys win, like, if they lose their next two games, I still think that Philly has to win, like, three of the next four.
You know what you really need to watch out for?
They just lost to the Dolphins.
Is you do realize that the scenario I set forth for everybody last week is still in play, and the Washington Redskins could also still win this division.
It's a wild circus trying to create a scenario where a team with, two wins?
Yes. They have three wins now, buddy.
But that would mean I still can't figure out how that works, because the Cowboys would have to lose out.
Correct.
Philly could only
win. Are you cheering for that now?
Philly could only win one more. Hold on, am I cheering for the circus?
Yeah, and the Cowboys lose out.
No. I am taking a positive approach to the Cowboys for the rest of the season. We still have so many good things that could happen. This team could go on a run. Even if it's a short run, this team could go on a run. I did love the approach of Mickey, or of Mike Fisher whenever he said, look, you can still cheer for Garrett to be gone and for the Cowboys to win, because that's where the Cowboys are in their ownership right now. No matter from here on, it doesn't matter. They've already made up their mind. They're already beginning the search. So the Cowboys are moving on from that. That's what we heard over the weekend. That's what you heard from Mike Fisher. They've begun the search. They've begun getting that file cabinet of names together. And now they're going to go out there and find it, no matter what Garrett does from here on out.
I don't know if this is going the same way that you were hoping it would from the 469. My positive affirmation is that Garrett will for sure be gone by the end of the season, and that brings me so much joy.
Well, I mean, that's positivity, too.
Okay, what about this one from the 562? That person is positive that the Cowboys suck.
Okay, all right, that's not positive.
It's not. Okay, I'm HIV positive, and that's not a positive thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Shippy, are you okay?
Yeah. Doing great.
It's just a matter of time.
You just broke some
mind over matter, baby.
From the 817, This is positive. I was wondering if you knew what the worst record of any football team that ever won the Super Bowl was. Yes, I am. 9-7 going into the playoffs. The Cowboys could absolutely still be 9-7 going into the playoffs, and there is precedent for that team coming out of this division to be 9-7 and to win the Super Bowl. So if you're looking for positivity, there you go.
From the 817, the sad reality is if the Eagles lose one more game, all Dallas has to do is beat the Redskins and one other team. You have to win two games if the Eagles lose just one. And so if you just beat the Eagles one time, you don't have to win. You can just beat the Redskins or Chicago, whatever. You just need to win two games. That's it. And you're in a great driver's seat, man.
From the 817, 2 weeks ago, we had a 59% chance of making the playoffs. Now, 2 weeks and two losses later, we have a 66% chance of making the playoffs. I'm all in on making a playoff run. That's the kind of positivity that we need.
877-881-1053. You can text into the show right now with your positive approach. From the 682, I'm positive that Garrett will never answer your questions on the air. He does answer them. It's just how you take the answer. That's the problem. And because it's the same answer all the time, that's where you get all worked out.
I still think if you just wade through a little bit of it, the answer that you're looking for is closer towards the very end. Like, at first, he goes, well, again, we're here for the process and day by day. But then eventually, he's like, I'm going to drop a little something in there and see if anybody picks up on it. And, I mean, that's something. That's the best I got.
Listen, Kevin, over the weekend, when Philadelphia lost the game to the Miami Dolphins.
Can you say that one more time? That's amazing.
Philadelphia lost a football game to the Miami Dolphins. And Miami... Like Christian Wilkins was laughing. He was laughing at the players whenever they did the trick play. And it was in that moment right there, Kevin, and people were firing at me on Twitter, and because I was like, look, you're about to be tied. Cataldi. At that point, a lot of people on Twitter were firing at me, and they were saying, look, this right here is not a good Eagles team. They're a bad Eagles team. And maybe a lot of people across the country were giving them too much credit, Kevin. Nationally, before this season, everybody was saying the Eagles are one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. And the Cowboys were fourth, fifth, sixth maybe, because a lot of question marks about Dak Prescott. Even though Carson Wentz had never completed a full season to go to the playoffs. So it was one of those like, hey, this team is supposed to be great. Everybody thought that about them. And so I just continued thinking at some point they have better football in them. And I think that about the Cowboys too. I think the Cowboys I think they can play far better football than they're playing right now. I just don't know who's going to be the one to draw it out of them. And it's got to be Jason Garrett at some point. He draws out the better football. He draws out whenever you're at a 4th-and-1 situation. Instead of Jalen Smith standing there watching everything happen and watching Josh Allen will his way across the entire Cowboys defense, Jalen Smith makes the play. Some point, these guys have to be able to play better football. I just don't know what's going to inspire them to change what they're doing at the moment, Kevin. And so hopefully the positive approach they had whenever they were in their argument or discussion after the game really help them all reflect on each other and what they need to do. They took a little bit of a breath and they say, okay, now let's focus on Chicago. I heard Brad Sham this morning. They asked him, hey, in all your years, what have you seen? What do you see about this team that leads you to believe that things are good still? And he said, there are a lot of teams that you can see whenever everything's good, they're really happy. What is a team like when everything's like this? And he said he likes the mindset. Brad Sham said he likes the mindset of what these guys are still doing right now because of their approach to the game. So I'm positive about this. You can go beat the Bears on Thursday night, Kevin.
Your favorite in that game. And look, if you want another bit of positivity, I would be positive about this, and I really do mean this, is it's been 11 years since you've made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons, and you're in a pretty logical scenario where you would think you would make the playoffs, and that would be the first time in 11 years that that's happened. So, I mean, do I think they have a lot of momentum if they made the playoffs? Maybe not, but it's been a long time since you've seen that, so that's not nothing, man.
Yeah, I think, Kevin, if you look at the weekend of sports, the Bengals win. The Texans beat the Patriots.
Yep.
Pittsburgh with, like, I think aside from their tight ends, they had zero skill players with more than 2 years of experience in the NFL, Kevin, and they still beat the Cleveland Browns. Now that's Cleveland going to Cleveland.
And they got a better record than the Cowboys.
Yeah. So, hey, what are you doing? This is positive.
Sorry.
All these things happen, Kevin. Anything can happen on any given Sunday. That's why they say it.
That's why they play the game, Corey.
That's right, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Shippy.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. All these things over the weekend that, I mean, Tampa Bay won. Did they throw 7 interceptions in that game or no?
No.
Okay. All these things happen. Anything could happen, Kevin, and that's why all you got to do is get in the tournament. And that's the Cowboys' approach. That's Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones' approach. Getting into the playoffs is all that matters. Then we're going to open up that new chapter of the playbook and unleash hell on the rest of the NFL.
Okay. Well, that actually kind of feeds perfectly. This person predicted the future 2 minutes ago. I'm positive if we win 2 games in a row, we will convince ourselves that we'll win the Super Bowl.
Yes!
Again. Corey's already there. He just said we're about to unleash hell
Kevin,
on the NFL.
Kevin, you said it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what happened since then.
I was pretty sure I said, don't ask me if the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. From the 817, Dak is still having the best year of his career and showing promise. Okay, I agree with that because most of the positivity so far, Corey, has been like really sarcastic positivity.
DFW so sarcastic about our chances to win the Super Bowl?
Because they just spent all that time with their holidays and they had those sarcastic family members, or maybe they were that sarcastic family member. That's the only way they made it through, by throwing out shade on people like that. So it carried over to Monday. But now I'm actually seeing some legitimate positivity. There's positivity about Dak. There's positivity about actually making the playoffs again. So there's some positivity.
I can see positivity in this text. And I think that they're discounting the positivity in it. In the 817, let's be real. The only freaking reason the Cowboys are going to get into the playoffs is because the division sucks. No, that's a good thing this year. Like, you got lucky that your division wasn't good enough. The Patriots have done that for the last 20 years. They played a sorry division. This year, they actually have some pretty good teams in their division. Dolphins just beat the Eagles.
They have one other good team.
Okay, they have one other good team. But still, like, you get lucky 1 year and you get in. How many seasons, Kevin, did we see the championship for the Cowboys or the Eagles or the Giants come down to 8-8 and 9-7? Like, we've seen that happen time and time again, where it was can you get into the playoffs with an 8-8 record with Jason Garrett? We've seen, and Romo, that grouping, and then somebody gets in, they have a chance. That's all you're asking for is a chance, Kevin.
And you're right. As much as I think that chance is low, if you don't make the playoffs, it's zero. If you do, it's not zero. Only 12 make it, and there's a shot. Go back a couple of years, Carolina won a game where they, a playoff game where they had a losing record going into it. You look at, you know, recently the Packers, the Steelers, the Giants, they all made runs when people probably wouldn't have guessed. Do I think that the Cowboys will make a run? No, but I want to see playoff football. Like, we don't get it a ton around here anymore, so of course I want to see it.
I love every time that Kevin talks. He plays sad music, and every time I talk, he plays something positive.
I just said something positive!
Shippy's on point this morning already, and we just started the show. From the 903, the Cowboys are using the Ali rope-a-dope and are waiting for the right moment. Now, they put LOL at the back end of that, Kevin, so I don't know
if they don't really believe that?
Maybe they just said it, but that's the thing, you have to
People
believe.
People just feel uncomfortable if they don't put an LOL on the end.
You have to, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm being a little mean.
You have to believe LOL. In your positive affirmations. You have to really buy in, otherwise it's not going to work. Buy in on the mindset. Buy in on the consistency. Buy in on the loyalty to the brand. And go out there and win.
One goal.
From the 562, I'm positive Romo won't get his job back at quarterback.
Okay, that's actually probably like a that's real, you know, so that's...
Oh.
I mean, he's not...
Anti-Romo?
He's not going to play again. He's done. It's smart on his part. Whoa. Because his body shouldn't... He shouldn't have to do that.
What year did you think he was done?
I thought he should have taken a couple years off whenever we were out in Oxnard because his back was broken, but... Hey, he went out there and did some stuff. There you go. From the 682, here's some positivity. I saw Home Alone over the weekend and thought of the KNC masterpiece. Because I say goodnight, Kevin, at the end of every show.
Yes.
And you always say goodnight, Kevin.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, the home of Dallas Cowboys positivity. Coming up next, does beating the Lakers prove anything about the Mavs? And Corey's bold question, is Luka now on par with LeBron? We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan. Come on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.